Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Welcome back to Overnight America. Thank you for hanging out with us tonight. And if you hang out with us every night, I'll thank you five times. Thank you. One for each day. And you can follow me on Twitter at Ryan Recker, the show we post online for free, for you to listen to. If you want to go back to any part, you can at KMOX.com/ONA or find out how you get podcasts on your phone. It's easy. It's free. There's already an app built into it. All the phones come with an app. Just look up Overnight America on that app. And I wanted to address this real quick. Who was the last call we had on? Joe, who called in. And I'll just say this real quick because I ran out of time. And I've said this on the show a bunch of times. The whole idea that if you look at the hearings to begin with, if you look at this and say, give me a percentage. Percentage of they honestly believe Donald Trump is a Russian asset and he did all of these things and he broke the law and did this or that. And they have the hard evidence to prove it. They don't have the speculation. They don't have the hearsay. They have the hard evidence to prove that he can absolutely, undeniably have said that he was doing this specifically to help his campaign. All right? Outside of the opinions, because there's a lot of opinions, they actually have the proof. Okay? Or this is some sort of political ploy. It's coming into an election season, and they knew they had enough votes, so they might as well go ahead with it either. I believe it's a lot closer to the latter. And if this was an honest process to begin with, it'd be a little bit different. But when it's a dishonest process from the start, why participate in it? Why would you go in through the charade if you know it's just them trying to score political points? If it's a trap, why fall for the trap? Why even play the game? Okay? If you find yourself in this game, just remove yourself from it. And I think that's not a bad strategy. I really don't. This isn't like a criminal trial. If this was a criminal trial, he'd go up, he'd defend himself, he'd do everything he'd need to, this or that. I'm sure they'd be able to call. There'd be other privileges and things that would be associated with it. It wouldn't be so one-sided, all right? We've seen only one side. And there hasn't been much of a convincing case. I don't think many people are convinced. And I think that most people are ready just to say, all right, if you put all your cards on the table, you've done everything you can at this point, and this is the best you can do, we're not buying it, all right? This isn't enough to remove a sitting president. So that's what's going on. I don't know what the motivations are, the reasons why he's doing it, but if I had to guess, that's it. And it's not a bad, you know what? It's like, it's almost like you being forced into something that's just so absurd to you. And you think, why do I even have to entertain this idea of something that's so absurd? This is so stupid to begin with. Ultimately, they're just trying to see if you'll misstep or screw up or mess up or whatever it is. That's basically what they're trying to do. And just be done with it. Say, you know, fine. You know, if you're going to play that way, homie, don't play that. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Did I really say that? Homie, don't play that? Man, that was a great line in the 90s. Let me go to Rick, who's calling in. Hello, Rick. Hi, Rick. Are you there?
Hey, how you doing tonight, sir?
Good. Go ahead. What's going on?
Well, I've been listening. First-time caller, big-time listener, and a Trumper. Mm-hmm. I'm sitting here listening to the situation, and I don't understand why Mr. Trump would even consider running again. All the cards are stacked against him. He's got a comfortable life. He does got as much money as he wants to need. Why would he even consider running again? Is he truly trying to make America great? Or I don't understand. If I was in his shoes, I would step down because cards are stacked against him.
Yeah. I think most people would be perfectly fine, but I'm going to bring this up too. And it's like in any industry, and I'll just bring radio, for example. Rush Limbaugh does this radio program, even on this radio station. He's on like 500 and some radio stations. He's making, I don't know, I forgot how much millions, 80 million a year, whatever the number is. It's so much. He's got more money than he'll ever need. He could retire, but today he decided to re-up his contract. Why does Rush Limbaugh continue to do his show if he can just go off and do his thing and just live the rest of his life happy? Well, he probably, you know, wants to do it, number one. He enjoys doing it. It's part of his identity. You know, President Trump's got his motivations. He's certainly someone that has a very good chance of re-election. I don't think that, I don't think whoever's going to be running up against him is a shoo-in by any means. I feel like Donald Trump's going to easily be the front runner here. It's not going to be like 2016 where everyone thought he was going to lose. I think everyone's going to think he's winning coming into this one. So, yeah, the comfortable life, sure. Some people could see that. But, yeah, he also is the president of the United States, and he wants to be the president of the United States. So he can, and he will. Now, what was the other thing you brought up? I can't remember the other point you said. I'm sorry. I only focus on that one. Rick, are you there? Hello, Rick? Yeah. Oh. Okay. I guess that's all for Rick. Thank you for calling in. Yeah, Pete's got a comfortable life. What was the one thing people said about Batman? You know, why does he even bother with it? Like, if you could be a superhero, which one would you be? And people said, I would be Batman because people don't know who I am and I can just be a billionaire for the rest of my life. I can just stop fighting crime and I can be fine with it and something like that. So the Make America Great Again. I think it's undeniable the things that Donald Trump has been able to do in the last 3 years. There's been some extremely positive things that have been going on. Now, if you're a Republican, you can say there's awesome things, right? Super, super awesome things. When it comes to the amount of judges, Supreme Court picks, the economy, everyone could point at the economy, the unemployment numbers, the indications, all of these different indicators of the way the United States is moving. It's grown so much more in 3 years than it did 8 years and much faster pace. There's a lot more confidence rebuilding the military. We see that we're standing up for the interests of the United States and standing up for ourselves as opposed to just playing the game where it's, okay, someone's going to give us a hard time. We're just going to, you know, we'll play nice. We'll just give them a bunch of money. We'll give them whatever they want, and hopefully they'll be able to turn their hearts around and they won't hate America anymore. That philosophy hasn't worked either. We've seen the president say enough with this shenanigans that's going down. Has it been a rocky road? Oh, boy, yeah, it's been a very rocky road all the way from the start to finish. He's non-traditional. He's a non-politician. He's absolutely made some procedural mistakes and things that could have very easily have been fixed if someone would have been in the life of politics before that. But the results by themselves, I don't know how you can deny some of these things I just mentioned to you. Even if you're a Democrat, you should be able to say these are some good things, right? You should be able to at least look at some of these positives. So all of these different indicators, the ones that really motivate people, the ones that go in there and they say, okay, this is, if you want to say, has my life improved? What's the line? Am I better off now than I was 4 years ago? I think a lot of people would say, yes, I'm better off now than I was 4 years ago. That's going to be a big indicator for Donald Trump. I don't think people said that under President Obama. If people during the re-election said, am I better off now than I was 4 years ago? They'd say, no, I'm not. But he got re-elected. All the indicators are pointing he's going to be for that. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. We'll take some more of your calls coming up. And we'll hop on with our friends over at AccuWeather. I want to talk about the Australian fires and how that's changing the weather patterns over there. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Welcome back to Overnight America. Let me see. Got any texting? Yeah, we do have the text line up. At 314-436-7900. You can text that line as well. I see it up here in the studio. Let me take another call first. And we'll do that with Ron, who's calling in. Hi.
Hey, this is Ron. I appreciate you taking my call.
Sure.
I'm a third-generation Democrat. My grandpappy, my daddy and mama, and I supported the Democratic Party for years, and I get so stinking angry, and I challenge America to take a hard look and quit looking at party lines and try to figure out what is really good for America. And President Trump is paying it forward. He don't need money. He don't need fame. He don't need anything. But he has been so blessed by this country, which is not absolutely perfect, but he's been blessed by this country. And he's done a lot of great, great things. If people would only look at the face value of what he has accomplished for America and stop voting down party lines. But my reasoning that I called in was that I wanted to give him my confidence and my trust in what he did with this stupid Iranian terrorist. The guy was killing people and murdering people left and right. They're in the streets today screaming death to America. I don't want to see any of our treasure spent and lost on the ground. If I were President Trump, God bless him, I'd be dropping bombs from B-52s from 50,000 feet, and just watching them run.
I don't
hate Muslim people. I've got a lot of Muslim friends. I've got a lot of Jewish friends. I've got a lot of atheist friends. I even have some gay friends. I'm not against any of that. But when you think that killing an innocent soul is the answer to whatever you believe, that's wrong.
How many people have been credited to the terrorist that was just taken out? It was like 600 and some American deaths. And, you know, you look at it on a military standpoint. This is the person in when you play military games and your goal is to kill as many Americans as you can, and that's part of your objective, then I don't know why a military response to that is so objected here in the United States. You know, we saw people crying because they were so distraught that the United States would take out a terrorist. It's unbelievable that the world we live in today.
Well, the life, I'm an old guy, and if there was a bully on the playground slapping the little kids around and hurting people, and you stood by and just watched them do it, then that's what your mental state is today. Mm. When a bully starts hurting people, you slap the crap out of them, and they go somewhere else to be a bully, or they stop bullying you and they become your friend.
That's right. All right, Ron, good to hear from you. Thanks for calling in.
All right, bud. Take care.
I like that. You slap a bully around. It sounds like it's a code for something else, doesn't it? I don't know what that would be, actually. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Yeah, there's been a lot that's gone down during the Trump presidency. And yeah, I started to jot down as many as I could think of while Ron was talking. And let me put this here. And the one that he was just talking about with Iran. Have you seen a president, like, let's go back into the 8 years of President Obama. Now, he did a ton of drone strikes. He was, man, there wasn't a drone strike he turned down. Like, he was just drone strike happy. And a lot of times, you don't realize it because they don't get reported or whatever it is. But he was, you know, he was happy with it. What did Rich Rubino said in his first year? He had like 500 drone strikes President Obama did, which is more than all of President Bush before him in his 8 years in office. Okay. That's something to look at. But when it comes to terrorism here in the world, you don't put up with that. And the United States, for whatever reason, decided to take different routes. You can look at it as a more diplomatic route. I think that a lot of the Democrats want to look, be more optimistic and say it was a diplomatic route. But there's a lot of trust into the hands of people that are enemies of this country with Iran. I don't know how you can say that you can trust a country that wants to wipe one of your allies off the face of the earth. When you have places like Israel there, and they are at constant threat from places like Iran. And then you have Iran that is seizing oil rigs and, you know, shooting missiles and threatening to blow up embassies and killing American soldiers and doing all of these things. And then finally, enough's enough. And then we retaliate and take out the person responsible for what, 600 deaths, American deaths, 650, whatever the number is. It's a big number. And then you have in the city of Detroit, they are opening up areas where it's like safe spaces. So if you are very upset with, you know, General Salami that got blown up through that biggest the drone attack that happened just last week. They're there to help and put a, you know, pat you on the back and say, hey, I'm so sorry that America got a terrorist. We're here to comfort you for the amount of anguish that you're going through right now. You know, and there was one thing. Let me see if I can find this on Twitter real quick. This is so ridiculous. I had to retweet this because there was a journalist that called out Michael Moore, and he did a great job pointing it out. I should have printed this off. Okay, so Imam of Peace, and man, he has been just tweeting out some amazing things as of late. So Michael Moore tweets out, I have just sent the Ayatollah of Iran a personal appeal asking him not to respond to our assassination of his top general with violence of any kind, but rather let me and millions of Americans fix this peacefully. And he sent a link to his podcast to Apple. You know, this Imam of Peace had to respond to this. He said, also, in your podcast, you addressed the message to Ayatollah Khomeini of Iran. The guy died in 1989. Said, your whole tweet and message is a mess from the start to finish. The current Ayatollah is Khomeini. It's a different name. In his fatwa against music, which you play in the podcast. You play music in your message to him, and he has he rejects music. He's like, this is all a complete mess. You have no idea what you're dealing with. And it goes back to like Ricky Gervais. It's so funny to see that. If you don't know what you're talking about, cut it out, all right? You're not speaking on behalf of America. You're Michael Moore. You got a podcast. No one pays attention to you. I wrote down a couple of other things that has happened in the last 3 years. Paris Climate Accord. I think a lot of people, when they go back and look at the just the how fake that whole deal and ordeal was to begin with. It was all cosmetic, and it was basically saying that the United States and President Obama was very lofty in his goals that he wanted the United States to put themselves into. This is what I would encourage you to do. You can go and look at the Paris Climate Accord and look at what all these other nations were saying they were going to do. You have the United States that was going to tie up billions and billions and billions of dollars in resources to do all of these different changes. And then all of these other countries, including, you know, people like to point out China, all these other countries, including China, do, I mean, virtually nothing. Like, if you go back and see what China has put into the Paris Climate Accord, this is what you'll find. They'll say, oh, in like 15 years, we'll top out at our emissions. And then we'll try to scale back from there. Well, isn't it crazy that even without the Paris Climate Accord, experts and economists believe that their emissions were going to top out in 15 years anyway? They're not actually making any changes. They're not doing anything different. They're basically stating what's expected from the country. There's no repercussions if they don't meet those thresholds. They're just doing it because, you know, we're going to make it look like we're participating in this thing. Now, if the environmentalists want to look at this and say, this is how you really make change, this is how you combat these sort of things, then how about you keep the same standards with all of these other countries that you're trying to expect from the United States? President Trump goes in there and says, all right, we're not going to behold to a, you know, 100 times higher standard if none of these other countries are going to do it either. If they're only putting their name on this piece of paper and putting the ink on the paper, but there's not going to be any change in the way that they operate, why are we the only ones that are dumb enough to do that? All right, so we'll step out. All right, either you step up to the plate and play or you don't. I like how he handled that. I like that he aired his grievances out against the United Nations. We look at the United Nations like it's idol worship. You know, so many years here in the United States, we're worshiping the United Nations. Yeah, there's some grievances we needed to air out. I'm glad we finally had a chance to do that. Look at what we're trying to do to fight opioids. We've had some major issues with drugs in the past in the country, and it's been escalating higher and higher. Finally, someone's going to start to do something with that. VA care and all the different bills that have been passed to help veterans. How about at least standing up to China? Remember at the end of the year, at least there was a phase one in principle deal with China. Who in the world would have thought we can turn the tides on the terrible deal that we have with China? Or who would have thought that we could have turned back NAFTA and made a new agreement with Mexico and China and Canada? Religious freedoms have been an uptick, trying to at least put a stopgap so they don't continue to erode. So many people are so socially minded, they believe that your religious beliefs, your deeply held religious beliefs, are only second to whatever their, you know, cosmetic beliefs are. Energy reliance, we're no longer reliant on all these other countries for finally producing and exporting. So we don't have to look and say, remember in the past, what did they say about George Bush all the time? Oh, yeah, you know, they're only doing that for the oil. Da-da-da-da-da. You know, they always said that oil, we're only doing it for the oil. We're doing this, and we're relying on ourselves right now because of the way that we've been able to develop fracking and been able to. There has been so many things that have happened in the last 3 years. No one wants to give credit to Donald Trump for it. Before he was in office, I listened to an NPR podcast, and the podcast was, and I think they were doing this in order to try to ease some of the fears because they're a very left-leaning base of listeners, a lot of left-leaning listeners. They did a whole podcast, and they said, don't worry. I wish I could remember which podcast this was. I don't know if it was Planet Money, but one of them like that. They probably don't want to be called left-leaning or whatever, but I'm just going to call it what it is because, you know, it's NPR. No one's looking at NPR like they're Fox News. So they put this podcast out and they say, don't worry, the president really doesn't have that much of an impact on anything. You know, they're here and they take a lot of pictures, and but really in the grand scale of things, they're really, you know, not as important, or they don't have as much impact as people say they do. I would say that the confidence in the economy and some of the things that have happened are 100% related to Donald Trump being in office. Do you believe for 1 second we'd see the same growth in the confidence if Hillary Clinton was in office? Not a chance. Not a chance. The day he was elected, you see the sudden uptick in confidence and you see people starting to reinvest in the United States. Immediately, they realize that we're going to get on in this because we know they're going to be friendly for the economic atmosphere. We're, what, 10,000 in the Dow Jones when it comes to stocks? We keep hitting record highs over and over and over again. That's not by coincidence. It's all tied into the person that's in the White House right now. And don't you believe for a second that the United States would have been able to do all of these things that I just mentioned, accidentally backed into them, if someone else was in office. It's just not the case. What you never see is where credit is given. You got to give credit where credit is due. There's a lot of very good things that have happened in the last 3 years. All right, we're going to check in with our friends at AccuWeather coming up. And in Australia, they're having some pretty crazy weather-related issues with these giant fires that have been going down. It's just absolutely devastating. We'll talk to AccuWeather with that next. Overnight America, KMOX. Welcome back to Overnight America. Yeah, we went on a little rant there. What can you do? Wasn't planning on it. It just happened. We had a guest that dropped last minute, so just where it went. Thanks to Senator Josh Hawley, who started all of that. And, you know, if you want to continue, you could always text the show at 436-7900. Waiting on AccuWeather. They're going to be hooking up here in just a moment. We're going to talk to them about the wildfires that we're seeing down in Australia. And I didn't realize how big Australia actually is until someone did an overlap of the island over the, you know, 48 continental states here in the United States. And they're pretty close when it comes to square miles. So if you wanted to look at it just as that, Australia has 2.97 million square miles. United States has 3.11 million square miles. So pretty close, 2.97 to 3.11. It's pretty close. And if you were to see the way that the island overlaps, it's you lose track of just how massive that island really is. There's only about, what, 25 million people that live in Australia. Some pretty large markets. You know, Sydney's the largest city, but, you know, they speak English and they're going through some really tough times. So I wanted to talk to AccuWeather about that. And I'm hoping they hook up here pretty soon. Sometimes they're a little bit late, but wouldn't that be something if we had two guests drop in one show? Wouldn't that be something? I really don't want to go on another rant right now. I'm almost afraid to because then it just gets so taken out. How about this? You hear in the news with Soldiers Memorial. Isn't it a shame someone would vandalize Soldiers Memorial? I mean, what kind of coward person would put in spray paint the hammer and sickle or whatever, the symbols on the Soldiers Memorial? Some people were out there and they noticed it and they wanted to try to, I guess, make it better. And it was great because I saw a picture earlier today. I think Charlie Brennan posted it. They saw someone out there with a spray bottle and a rag trying to get that paint off of it, doing everything they can. Well, you know, eventually they get the power washer out there, which is a good deal because that's how you really get things going. You got to power wash that bad boy off of there. But you've been hearing it in the news and at KMOX.com.
I work on Wash Avenue, like the recent crimes that happened on Wash Avenue lately. I just want to watch the news one day and just like no bad stuff happening, you know what I'm saying?
Thomas Meyer tells KMOX he comes from a family of military veterans. He believes you can have a stance for or against the war, but you should not disgrace monuments like this. So he showed up to Soldiers Memorial this morning armed with a squirt bottle and a towel.
You know, what I'm doing, you just put a water-based paint on it and the rest of it should come off. The sooner you do it, the better. You know, if you're going to wait all day for a contractor, by then it'll be dry and you're literally going to have like a pink or red stain on the side of your building or the side of your wall.
He was told contractors would be coming to clean off the wall after being asked to leave the premises. Brian Feldman, St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
And you can find that at KMOX.com with the story. It's just sad all the way around that anyone would do that. Makes me want to look at it right now. I feel like I'm going to be like the night watch. You know, they have like the... Do people still do that, the neighborhood watch? I see the signs up once in a while, but I don't think people actually obey and say they're like part of an organized group. It's just, here's a group of people that may look out for each other or not. Maybe it's just the deterrent of having the sign up. It's almost like putting the security sticker on your front door. You might not have a security system built, but sometimes it's enough to be a deterrent. Yeah, I'm looking out at Soldiers Memorial now, right outside of our windows here at KMOX, and now I wonder, am I going to witness something? I'm always going to be watching. I'm going to be like that person that never leaves the home, but I'm going to be looking out the window 24/7. And maybe, just maybe, catch someone in the act and be able to catch them. AccuWeather hasn't hooked up yet. What a bummer. You know, I booked this a little bit earlier. Sometimes it comes back to bite you if you book too early because then they forget about it. And sometimes you have to, like, call a little bit closer to when you actually want to get them. But I was surprised to read this. In Australia, some of these massive brush fires are generating thunderstorms. How is that even possible? Any luck? Can you find the number in there? If not, I can go run it and pick it up at my desk or something. All right. No, they wouldn't have the number. There's a back number that the affiliates can call to hook up with them. So let me see if I can find that somewhere. What else we got at KMOX.com? You keep hearing the news. Wentzville man charged in this heinous and senseless death at the Edwardsville lawyer. Kevin Killeen was covering that one. He went out to the press conference. They found him not too far from the house. They say he like 1,500 feet away in the woods or something like that. Now, they say Wentzville is his last known address, but he really wasn't. I think he was homeless. They keep saying this. Just really sad all the way around. Timothy Michael Banowitz, 28 years old. There's a picture of him on there. Man, it just goes to show you just how fragile life is. This guy's had a huge house. I don't even know how they would find him on something like that. You think if you had a house a size like that, you might be able to run away and get away. But and it also goes to show you that what a wild card could be. How did he even gain access into the house? I don't know. That just sat all the way around. There's so many questions left with this. I'm just so glad they found this guy. I'm so glad they found this guy. And he's just not out there. Now you have to live this question. The family members, the survivors, he had kids in the house. Oh, just so terrible. You know, they're going to have to grow up without a dad because of this maniac. Man, you can find that story too at KMOX.com. But yeah, that when that press conference came down, it just made you want to cry. You see those things and the way that it was acting.
In my 22 years as a law enforcement official, I've seen a lot of gruesome cases, but this one elevates to the top of heinous and senseless crimes.
Yeah. All right, let me see if we can hook up with AccuWeather during the break. Let's give them a call. Maybe we can get back with them. Because they missed their call in time. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
We're going to have Matt Rendy from AccuWeather hook up with us in a minute. And we're going to talk about Australia here. What a way to start the year off. It's only January 6th. It feels like a year's worth of events have already happened, doesn't it? A year's worth of events have already passed. We're in the middle of a lot of them. Wow. All right, joining us now from AccuWeather meteorologist Matt Rendy. What's going on, Matt?
Hello. Running a little bit of this behind in my head here.
I get it. No, I'm glad we're here together now. And I don't know, do you guys track what's going on in Australia, or do you primarily just pay attention to the United States?
We do both. We do primarily focus on the United States, but we do have a lot of interests internationally as well.
Probably professionally speaking, you have a lot of interest in paying attention to this. Like, it's just part of your trade, so you want to know what's going on.
That is true, yes.
I was hoping you can explain and help me understand some of the things that are going down, because I saw an article talking about how these massive brush fires are generating thunderstorms. How is that possible that a fire on the ground could generate a thunderstorm?
Well, you have any amount of moisture that's in the air. If it creates enough uplift, it has to be a high base thunderstorm, because it's too dry farther down to cause it to develop. But it also may just be a particulate thunder, which means that it could be particulate rubbing together, similar to how raindrops might rub together. And, you know, like an example might be in volcanoes. Mm-hmm. They have, in those massive eruptions, there's lightning and thunder because of all the discharge between the particles rubbing together.
Oh, wow. So it could trigger that sort of thing. Is it already in the air and it just kind of like gets to a certain tipping point, or is it all solely generated based on what's going on the land?
It is solely generated.
Wow. That's scary, man. That's real scary, isn't it?
Yeah. It's just another, phenomenon, I guess.
Is that common? Like, if there's a massive fire outbreak in California, I've never heard of a thunderstorm starting out there because of that.
I don't know that it's all that common.
Yeah, and it's large. I mean, the area that's impacted by this brush fire is insane. It's a huge amount of land. Have you seen the videos online where people will be pretty far away from it, and what seems like in a matter of seconds, it advances, and it's like right up against them. It's just amazing how fast this could move.
Yeah, I am impressed by the stories that I've, where those bursts of fire. I've only seen one particular video that was really scary.
Yeah.
Where it just ignites, I don't know, the particulate, and
you don't play around with stuff like this, man. This isn't
child's
play. No,
you do not.
Even the professionals out there are taken off guard by some of the problems that they had. So when there's like a giant fire like this, is it a deterrent to rain? Like, does it keep rain away? Because I'm waiting just for a giant rainstorm to come by, but it looks like they're not getting any.
Well, this is not a good time of year for them, generally speaking. It is the hot time of year. They are always, especially in the central part of that country. It's an arid piece of land. And maybe near the coasts they have a shot. But as you point out, it is an increased challenge in fires big enough to get the moisture that they need to move inland.
AccuWeather meteorologist Matt Rindy joining us here on Overnight America. So is there any sort of reprieve that's going to hit them anytime soon? Are you seeing anything or hearing anything that they might actually catch a break and, who knows, maybe be able to get a little bit on this brush fire?
There is no specific item that would, I would say, oh, here it comes, and this is going to cause everything to slow down and, produce a better result for everybody. No, there's nothing that I can point to that would suggest that.
You know, is there any other atmospheric things that could happen with these brush fires? Because I see the smoke. You know, there's always that traveling, and it's kind of sad to see how far smoke can travel. Like, even here in the United States, if there's a big event up in Canada, we can even catch some of that smoke down. And, even in St. Louis, which is amazing to see how far that could last. I mean, when I was living in Indiana in Fort Wayne, we even caught some smoke from fires up in Canada, just the way that the winds blow these things around.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there is really no escape, unfortunately.
And how much does this actually raise the temperature? Because people are saying in some of the larger cities that may be a little bit farther away from it, they can actually feel a raise in the temperature because of these brush fires, which is amazing to me that it could be so far away, yet they can still feel the effects of it.
I can't speak much to that because it sounds counterintuitive to me. Usually, if anything obscures the sky, in fact, I know I've personally had some forecasts because of fire cloud cover or sky cover. There was not as much sun, and a forecast didn't work out as a result. We had a lower temperature overall.
So what's like the worst case scenario for something like this? And let's say it continues and they can't get it under control and they're doing everything they can. It's just terrifying. what's the worst case scenario for the atmosphere there? Could they, is there like certain seasons that could be affected? Is it that impactful?
It's hard to imagine that it would continue one season into the next. There's always an effect of something that burns that could help out in a particular situation. Now, I can't think of anything offhand. You know, what comes to mind is that if you had vegetation, it has moisture associated with it, and therefore that can be tapped in a situation where a thunderstorm might develop. So does that diminish the risk or diminish the opportunity the next time the similar situation would come up? It probably yes, but it might not be all that. It might just be a diminished effect rather than a deleting one.
Matt Rindy from AccuWeather, are there any cool terms associated with this that, you know, outsiders like me enjoy a nice term like a thunder fire or something like that? Thunder flame. You know, something that sounds cool. Is there anything associated with it that non-meteorologists...
The only one that I know of that I've used or heard is a firenado, where it generates an updraft of its own accord, and then through the forces of the wind that are already in place also... turns into a bit of a tornado-shaped fire.
They could use a really good Sharknado right about now. Get a little moisture.
A Sharknado,
in there.
Yes, absolutely.
Take care
they
of these
could
fires.
Chomp down all those fires as fast as get Ian Ziering on the case.
I know, and all the animals that have been lost. This is so devastating. You don't realize how big Australia is until you see it overlapping the 48 states, and it's like almost the same size. It's really
remarkable. It's huge, yeah.
Yeah, and there's a lot of gaps in between, and they got a million different time zones out there the way they carved that thing up. You don't have any affiliates out there, do you?
Radio, no.
No? That'd be cool if you guys did. You have to learn all the cool slang, the Australian slang they'd throw into the weathercast.
Oh, yes.
Matt Rindy from AccuWeather, thank you so much for joining us here on Overnight America.
You're welcome.
And, you know, there it is. Yeah, the way that works, you charge those particles up, get them all excited, get them all tingling. They get a little thrill up their leg, and next thing you know, it's the fires producing thunderstorms, or as I like to call them, thunder flames. Boom! It's actually... absolutely terrible what they're going through there. And I hope that maybe an act of God comes through and gives them a little nudge, a push in the right direction. Because, man, it's so dead. Yeah, even getting a little bit of rain, but still, man, they got to... you think they would pray for a hurricane? Oh, we could go for a good hurricane right about now. Push on land for a little while, take care of this sort of thing. Australia doesn't get hit with a lot of hurricanes, do they? And you don't hear that all that often. Maybe it's just so warm down there, you don't get that... all right. Well, coming up in the next hour, a few things I want to get to, and I didn't get a chance to do this earlier. Do I want to be silly? Yes, I do. I saw this on TMZ. This is one of the craziest things I've ever seen. There is a rock and roll legend by the name of Gene Simmons. You know Kiss's songs. I want to rock and roll all night. I know all the songs. And oh yeah, Detroit, Rock City, get up. And Kiss, they'll do the final tour about 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 times. They are great at marketing. There's a million different things that have the Kiss logo on it. Very smart when it comes to that. So the Kiss rocker, Gene Simmons, posted this up on social media. Anyone else put ice cubes in their cereal? And it shows him eating his cereal. It looks like Oreo has like a little, like, they look like Cheerios, but they kind of taste like Oreos. And then also shredded wheat, frosted shredded wheat, I should say, in a bowl of cereal, milk nearly up to the top, and that's the only way to eat it. Anyone that eats a cereal where they only put a dab of milk in where you can't even see it, you're wasting your time. Put that milk up to the top. Enjoy yourself a little bowl of milk. But I guess apparently to keep it cold, he puts an ice cube in it, and it shows a picture of it. He's got a full ice cube sitting in his bowl of cereal. He said he's been doing this for decades. He says it's smart. It keeps the milk icy cold. He's told that he adds ice cubes on hot foods like Super Ramen just to cool them down as well. His kids are on social media. They say, yeah, he's actually been doing this forever. We've been watching him do it for 30 years and think to myself, I'm kind of embarrassed by what Dad is doing. How long does it take for you to eat a bowl of cereal that you got to throw an ice cube in there to keep it cool? Is that insane? Have you ever seen anything like that in your entire life? The answer is probably not. Who thinks to do that? Who sees a bowl of I've once tried to put like orange juice. I'm like, oh yeah, when I was younger, I thought, oh yeah, orange juice, it's delicious. Milk is delicious. I love them both. So I can interswap them. So I'm going to throw a little orange juice on this cereal and see what it tastes like. Not the same. It's terrible. You got to have the milk. How in the world does anyone think that grabbing ice from the fridge and just, or the freezer, and plopping it into your milk is going to make it taste any better? Doesn't it just water everything down? And then at the end, you're probably done with your cereal before you have that melting ice cube in there. So do you eat the ice cube? Do you dump it? What do you do with it? A lot of people online were talking about it as well. A lot of people were just, they couldn't believe what they were seeing. They thought, this can't be real. This has got to be fake. Some of them were disgusted. Some of them were thinking it's super weird. Others were thinking like, well, you know what? Maybe I'll give it a try. Don't knock it till you try it. Whew. People do weird things with food, man. Yes, they do. Weird, weird food combinations. One more hour of Overnight America in the next hour, too. If there's something you want to bring up, you can. I do want to talk a little bit about the special appearance that happened earlier today. President Trump called into Rush Limbaugh's program. You may have heard it live here on KMOX. I got a couple of clips from it. We'll get to that on Overnight America, KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.